is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has marked a major milestone in its nuclear energy program as indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor, PFBR, at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the landmark achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey, advancing the second stage of country's three-stage nuclear program. Calling it a proud moment for India, Mr. Modi congratulated the scientists and engineers involved in the project. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. In Assam, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is set to address three rallies in the Barak Valley region. Other political parties, including the Congress, will also be holding multiple rallies across the state as parties make their last push to reach voters. In Kerala, political parties have been holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state in a final bid to woo voters as the campaigning will end at 6 p.m. this evening. In Puducherry, senior BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda, DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin are among the prominent leaders scheduled to campaign today. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, officially declaring Amravati as the sole and permanent capital of Andhra Pradesh. A Law Ministry notification said the President gave her assent to the bill yesterday. Following her assent, the bill has now become a law. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha had passed the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 last week during the budget session. The Indian Army has unveiled the technology roadmap for unmanned aerial system and loitering munitions in New Delhi. This initiative is a significant step towards providing long-term visibility of Indian Army's requirement in the field of unmanned aerial systems. The Indian Army said the roadmap provides clear, actionable visibility to industry, academia and research and development institutions to channelize investments and technological efforts towards priority areas identified by it. US President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning, saying the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global energy route, is not reopened before the deadline. President Trump has set a deadline of 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow for reaching an acceptable deal that ensures the free flow of energy through the Gulf.
I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this.
World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today to raise awareness about good health practices. The theme this year is Together for Health, Stand with Science. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to all those who dedicate themselves tirelessly to the service of others and work towards a healthier planet. Home Minister Amit Shah greeted people on the Prakash Purab of 9th Sikh Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, Guru Tegh Bahadur made supreme sacrifice to protect Indian culture and humanity. He said, recalling the life story of Guru Sahib fills the heart with pride. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians in Guwahati at 7:30 this evening. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. In the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Cup, Indian shooters are set to begin their campaign with mixed team events in 10-meter air rifle and 10-meter air pistol competition at Granada in Spain today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.